Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 67 currently. It is 46 clear skies at the T-Mobile Center.
6-7, 6-7. 6-7, 6-7.
Heidi! What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Unfriend Day?
Who do I want to unfriend on the Chiefs this morning? I don't know. But we got a lot to discuss with that. Plus, your shot at $1,000 is some free fall cash. Mayor Lucas coming on the show at 7:38.
In Kansas City, you made this weekend so special with the feast, the need. Oh, my goodness. You showed up and showed out. We'll talk about that later in the show. And, of course, TMG goes down at your 23s, the rapper of the game. He speaks on having some trouble sleeping at night after being intimate with women that he saw no future with. But on the bright side, Cardi B welcomes home a baby boy.
Oh, boy. We got your motivation in 10 minutes, y'all. We hustling and shining on a Monday on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
What have been your biggest and best achievements? What elements of them can you repeat? You've certainly made mistakes and regrettable decisions, yet you've also done plenty of things right. Take the opportunity to congratulate yourself on those successes and learn from them. While you're at it, and in that context, learn from your other outcomes as well. Then seek to apply that wisdom and real-world experience to new situations, new objectives. Consider how the skills you've honed and benefited from in the past can be put to use today. You can do much more than merely remembering the good times. You could bring their spirit to life and create new goodness. Prompt yourself today to serve as a connection between the positive aspects of your past and the value that you can now bring to life. You've achieved before, you can achieve again, and keep the good work going. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 is the high of 62. Currently, it is 46 at the Truman Library. Ray J went on a heated rant after feeling mistreated at Mario and Wale's concert.
You ain't never had a fight in your life. Don't ever invite me nowhere and try to play me, bro. I swear to God, I'll beat your completely the up. You and Mario at the same time. When I went in, they like, Ray, hold on. Who you were like, what's the problem, Mike? What's the problem? What do you mean, what's the problem? I'm gonna have a good time like everybody else.
Not too sure what happened, but Ray J's like,
this is a mess.
He was invited by Mario and Wale, and then he went on to say, Mario, your concert was also weak. That's your thing. Because I guess it was in Baltimore. I'm assuming Mario's hometown or, you know, some type of significance tour.
Oh, yeah, he is from there, yeah.
And he was like,
I gotta listen to his records, see if he says a dude.
Oh, he forgot that. YouTube. Yeah. Oh, shout out to The Wire, though, man. That was just atrocious. Switching gears, Mike.
He gave him that three-piece extra crispy.
I had to put that in there. My bad, man.
Yo, you got to. This applause for this one, too. Mike Epps tells celebrities to reduce the amount of money that they're spending on security.
What?
I wish I could just take a chart and just show all the artists and just point at them and say, ain't nobody think about your f***ing ass. You can walk around by your self and save your security money. Because I walk around this by myself. I don't have no security.
You never got punched in the back of the head, though. Yeah, I done got punched in the head on camera, Mike.
So, yeah, Mike Epps. Shout out to Mike Epps for letting people know about the whole security thing, because we talked about celebrities and having 20 people around them. And I don't know, with social media being a thing, I don't know.
I think it's better safe than sorry. And a lot of rappers got PTSD from other hip-hop artists being killed in their hometown.
And that's what I'm saying. You probably need security.
Mike Epps, I understand where he's coming from, but it's better
safe than sorry.
Yeah, especially in this day and age, please.
Yeah, safe than sorry.
Yeah, you done said something politically accidentally and somebody got...
Protect yourself, please.
It's your girl Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection helps save lives. Learn more about pancreatic cancer, including symptoms, risk factors, research, and treatment. Go to cancer.org. D, we had a chance to feed the need on Friday, and Kansas City came up, showed up, and helped their city. Once again, we love and appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, big shout out to Ruby Jean's Juicery also for allowing us to host it, the 12-hour drive at their location. Big shout out to Operation Breakthrough. And so much so, we'll be releasing a couple video recaps on the Hot 103 Jams Instagram page and the Facebook page. But B, I got a text yesterday from Miss Jones over at Operation Breakthrough, and she said, thank you to your team so much because they received 3,201 pantry items.
Yes, sir.
So those are going straight to their shelves. I'm sure it's already on it. I saw tons of pictures of everybody helping and assisting. So, man, the community showed out, and that's what's important.
They need it, y'all. Whether the benefits are back, okay, fine. But the pantries, they took a big hit with the shutdown. So,
and even now, everybody's not receiving their full SNAP benefits. So go ahead and hit up those pantries.
And then Friday night, took my talents to Overland Park.
I saw you had that 10-piece suit on, boy.
Had my little... you know what, Mr. Henry Wash, thank you so much. High Aspirations had a chance to host their 2025 Mentors Challenge. Honor and pleasure. Got a chance to... it was a more sophisticated Be Shining. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I love that. That's what's up. Shout out to High Aspirations.
Then, Saturday, I had a birthday party. My man Landon, shout out to you, man. Happy Super 16. Brianna Pryor, thank you so much for having me. And then on Sunday, yesterday, of course, we had the Buck Tui barbecue watch party with the Chiefs and the Broncos. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. All the cousins came out. And,
You're frustrated about the game.
I am, and it's this week that we're gonna have to deal with people talking about the Chiefs and the demise of the Chiefs and all of that.
We've been here before, right?
I mean, yeah, but I don't feel like going through it again.
I get that.
I'm sick of people talking, but it's like it's nothing we can do about it. The Chiefs are 5-5, and it's okay. Mm-hmm.
I get that. It's all good.
And I will explain why it's okay coming up at 6:50 after them shout-outs.
Yeah. Now, before we get into the shout-outs, major shout-out to Metro by T-Mobile and Happy Foods for teaming up with Hot 103 Jams. Friday and Saturday, we were there. We were giving away turkeys to the community. So, big shout-out to all the cousins that stopped by. Then, of course, shout-out to Cedric and Sam at In Good Company. It was a good vibe on Saturday.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning, you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Big shout-out to the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Rich Harris as always. Anastasia Jackson, we appreciate you, and she wants to send some love to her daughter Keisha. She's sending some also some love. I see some other cousins. Lisa Aquino hit that Hustle and Shine text line and says to the whole KC, let's make it a prosperous week. Big shout out to you and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side as always. Always love. We appreciate you all.
Shout out Donisha, too. She was at the Buck Tui watch party yesterday. Yep. She slid through, as well as everybody else who came through yesterday. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. including Big Money Bag Vic. He was there too, D.
In one of the mini cars, huh?
Yeah, one of them, the mini. Well, Chiefs fall to the Broncos.
Truth is
19-22. And D, I'm out of answers when it comes to where this team is. And like it's been a tough schedule from game one until now. The Chiefs might have had what, two cupcakes? The Raiders and the Commanders. No excuse, because this team is A1 and they're used to that type of competition. Right. But here's Patrick talking to the media after the game.
I mean, just having an opportunity at the end of the game and not coming through, getting the ball back with 4 minutes, and all you need is a field goal is a spot that we've been in a lot, and we've been able to do that. But obviously the first play, try to get a completion to Trav, but probably should just hang in there, and I think Hollywood would have opened up down the field. So just being better in that scenario, I mean, there's hit things here and there, but I think that's the biggest one is that's what you want. You want to get that opportunity at the end of the game, and I didn't come through. Obviously, it's going to be tough to get back in the division race, but at the end of the day, all the goal is to get into the playoffs and try to make a run at it. And all you can focus on is next week. You got to learn from this one as much as possible, knowing that we're going to get a great opponent coming into Arrowhead this next week. We're kind of at that point where we got to find a way just to win football games, and got to keep moving forward. That's what this league's all about.
That's where we at right now. Yeah. And there's no one seed. That might be out the window. I still think
I wouldn't even think about that. I just want.
I'm thinking about it all.
That's good.
And I still think we can win the West. Some things got to happen. Change, with other teams and stuff. Denver has to lose more games. Chargers got to lose. They got smacked up yesterday. But I still have full, complete confidence that they could win the West and get in the playoffs. But at this point right now, we just need to win a game. Starting this week with these old Indianapolis Colts is another tough test. Mm-hmm. They have the best record in the AFC. And so, and they got a great running back with Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. He can run all over you. The great thing about that is that the Chiefs' run defense is pretty good. So they're built to stop the Colts. But It's one game at a time now, y'all.
We'll be all right, y'all. Keep your head up high.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine. Cousins, we love and appreciate you so much for that, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Go ahead and pull out that phone. The keyword is win. Send that over to 816-900. 4103, that's the attorney, Roger White. I got you text line.
He can turn your wreck into a check online at igotyou.net.
We got a $30 Kansas Lotto of Holiday Instant Ticket that's on the line, and that ticket can give you a chance to win up to $100,000, and also another chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. Then also a chance to get qualified for $1,000 in a free fall cash we're giving away. All you got to do, keyword win. You got to be 18 years of age or older. Send that over to 816-900-4103.
Well, D, you hear that?
Oh.
We want to say happy Founders Day to the men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Hey. Founded November 17th, 1911 at Howard University. That's a little doggy right there. Thank you for your years of service, Omega Psi Phi. Yeah. I see you. You know, I got a couple kills in my family, including my little brothers, Jared, Trey Dog.
Shout out to the bros.
Shout out to the bros.
I'm on it, dog. House dog, street dog. Dogs of the world unite. Dancing dog.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 63, currently 46. Fair skies at UMKC. The rapper The Game sits down at the table with Kirk Franklin and friends and says he's had trouble sleeping at night, carrying guilt after knowing he's had no real intentions with some of the ladies.
Dinner is cool. Going out on a date is cool. But then once you start getting intimate with people and you know for sure that they are invested in you even a little bit, and you know you have no, you know, you know you ain't talking to this person after tomorrow, man. You carry, like, you know.
You start feeling it.
You got to be upfront with people, too. And then you also have to know your line. But sometimes people do lack that sexual discipline.
Uh-oh.
That's a real conversation. You got to understand that, okay, everybody doesn't need to be taken to that extent. Does that make sense?
100%.
You don't need to leave everything with a souvenir.
I don't know what it is about Kirk Franklin, but he's making some people say things I don't think that they ever would have said on camera before. Like, I'm not sure the game would ever admit to having sexual demons, quote unquote.
It's a perfect environment for that type of conversation.
But I think somebody's going to go on there and say something that initially they're going to regret, but it could be life changing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think somebody will step up and offer some help, and perhaps the game is that person, because it seems like he's in a place where his daughter's getting older, and he's, you know, in his, what, mid-40s now?
Yeah. He just had a baby, by the way.
Lord have mercy. Well, look, man, you know, you lay down with somebody, you're going to wake up with something.
Yikes. Switching over to Remy Ma. She said she's been chilling and trying not to go there, but people online, she said she feel like they've been asking for it.
I said, I'm not going to get in no trouble. I'm not going to put my hands on nobody. I'm not going to curse nobody out. I'm not going to expose nobody. I'm going to just chill. I just been chilling. When I tell y'all, oh, my God, it's so hard.
It's so hard because you still got that evil up in you. That's
not
why it's
evil,
hard.
Please.
It is.
She the real shooter. So, you know, Remy say that. I mean, did I lie? How long was she locked up?
Stop talking so much to the police.
Shooting the best friend. Yeah, well, that's... Hey, Papoose know how to pick them. Then you got Clarissa Shields.
I mean, if you
and
still...
her hands are registered.
If you still feeling that way, then you still got something that you ain't let go of. When you... Total peace is when you... Not necessarily when you don't never think about the situation, but when the situation comes to you and you let it roll off your back, it's nothing now. That's when
that
you truly
good.
Over.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
I mean, you get there eventually.
I get what you're saying.
Stop talking so much.
Period. That's all it is.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. Call this girl. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
He's back with us again, our 55th elected mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. There was an old Facebook post of yours that resurfaced last week, Mayor Lucas, and some Kansas Cityans are accusing you of pulling an okey-doke on them when you asked, anybody have a favorite place for a Missouri vehicle inspection? Now, since then, more than a dozen shops have been raided for operating illegal inspections, and some shops have even lost their permits to operate now. We understand that you have to go through this process like every other person in KC, but were you really looking for resources to tag your car, or was there another objective?
I was only looking for resources to tag my car. I mean, I saw some of this on social media. Y'all got to understand, I'm assuming that you all are following the law. So I was just looking for the place that gets people in and out quickly, good affordable price, good service, good care, had nothing to do with trying to investigate folks, trying to make sure that they're following the rules. That being said, I hope everybody who does own a shop is following the rules. You can't just be filling out the sheet of paper without looking at the car, taking the money. So now I heard about that. I'm never trying to trick the community or get the community caught up in anything, but I heard that from some people. Now, it's never intentional. I was just trying to get my 2013 Acura some good tags.
Now, Mayor Lucas, I know several KC residents who struggle with getting their tag situation correct for the car, me being one of them from back in the day. And yes, this is a state issue and not necessarily under your jurisdiction. Hopefully, the new Missouri law that just passed will eliminate temporary tags altogether, forcing drivers to pay sales tax at the point of purchase from a dealer to help this process with temp tags. Is there anything that the city can help along with this process, or is that totally out of your hands?
Well, you know, I mean, look, it's largely out of our hands, but I never like an answer like that. One thing that the city has been trying to do for years, and we'll keep fighting the state of Missouri on this, is to get its own driver's license and license tagging facility that is city owned. So you would get some of the consistency of it. It would be kind of like maybe some of y'all don't go, but a lot of people get their kids vaccinations at the health department. More efficient than a lot of medical offices. We end up seeing a lot of people. It's usually in a much more convenient place, on a bus line, all of that. So that is, you know, one step that we're trying to do. I could also say y'all could elect Lucas for governor. I got a whole plan for how I would try to get rid of a bunch of things. The front license plate would be gone. We would probably get rid of a few of the car-related taxes and fees. And I think, frankly, some of the things are the biggest pains in Missourians, have us waiting for hours at the end of every month, would probably be done away with. So there needs to be a much better process. One of them is we have all these private license offices. The idea was that it would make it more efficient. It has made it less. It's allowed some people to make money, made us spend more money and more time. I think if I ran, that'd be my entire platform and it'd probably be popular.
Mayor Lucas, we've had a lot of conversation around businesses, parking lots, public spaces, from people knocking out the windows of cars. There was even a young man on TikTok the other day who went viral because he has lupus and people popped his window and they took his medication. And so I know that city council passed new rules to prevent violent crimes at chronic nuisance businesses, parking lots, and trouble spaces. Could you talk a little bit to that?
You know, absolutely. This is important work. We care not just about violent crime, which y'all know that our violent crime numbers, shootings down 32%, homicides probably down about 8% this year. But we need to make sure that we're doing all we can to address the chronic nuisance businesses and the chronic nuisance issues. Some of that's going to be at the patrol side or our state-controlled police department. We continue to try to implore them to get more patrol, more boots out on the ground. And I think they are stepping that up a bit later this year, early next year. But for us, we're creating alcohol impact areas. Part of that is making sure where crime exists next to a bunch of our liquor stores and gas stations. We have more enhanced enforcement. We're addressing code violations in those areas. We're also going after a lot of the drugs that are sold at gas stations, 7-OH, all these other types of things you can just get at your local, I won't get anybody in trouble, at your local gas station, fill-in station, making sure those are addressed. I drove by my friends at 35th and Prospect on Sunday. I was with my mom. You know, there's a lot going on right there. We're making sure that we address it long term, and we'll keep doing that through the code enforcement path, while KCPD hopefully steps up on the enforcement path too.
Back at it, talking all things KC with Mayor Quentin Lucas on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mayor Lucas, a lawsuit was filed in Jackson County last week that calls out a ritual in which unlicensed shops spring up overnight, sell a chemical cousin of marijuana, and insist they're exempt from every rule the state applies to real dispensaries. Some folks are calling this the THCA two-step because these unlicensed shops keep dancing around the rules. Meanwhile, licensed dispensaries are saying that they're getting undercut and the public is confused about what's actually legal. What is your message to the business owners who are operating their stores like this?
We're coming for you. That's my message. Hey, look, you know what you're peddling, and you know what you're peddling in some of these spots. If it is a weed, heroin-like, cocaine-like type of thing that you're pushing out, when you know people who are coming in and out of your shop are coming out looking crazy, acting crazy, coming in looking crazy and acting crazy, then you need to do better. So Kansas City is not going to tolerate it. Maybe other communities will. But we're already doing the work to make sure we can push back against that, because people have been wondering why you see people who look like zombies walking the streets in our city. Some of it is traditional unlawful narcotics, but a lot of it is stuff that you can legally get in some spots in Kansas City. It won't be legal for long. We're going to come for them, and we're going to make sure that we address, I think, all those issues in Kansas City.
Excuse me, Mayor Lucas, did you say heroin?
I said heroin. Like, yes,
like,
sir.
Like, Bumpy Johnson is in Kansas City? Like, this is the 50s or something? What?
I mean, it's getting wild out there, man. You talk to law enforcement, you talk to clinical counselors, emergency rooms. We have people coming in with lots of stuff, being picked up with lots of stuff. And that's why we're trying to make more steps in connection with it. It ain't just, you know, look, liquor can be a problem. It can be a challenge. It ain't just old-fashioned liquor and a little bit of booze for people. We are seeing very real chemical compounds that have been updated. And look, I ain't trying to come for every gas station, every liquor store, but I think it goes far beyond just selling some hot dogs and some donuts. And we have folks that are really trying to push and peddle some stuff that I think is very detrimental to our community.
Mayor Lucas, when you said we coming for you, I initially thought, do you have a Omar from The Wire type of whistle we can expect?
Oh, man, you know.
There it is.
Now, but we gonna work. I got about a year and a half, 2 years left. We coming for some stuff, all to make a better quality of life for all of you.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. We'll holler at you next Monday. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Yeah, man. We need those Chiefs to beat the Colts, or else it might be lights out. So we'll see y'all next week, man.
Yes, thank you.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 63, currently 48, partly cloudy skies at Southeast. During a recent interview with Tracee Ellis Ross, former First Lady Michelle Obama was asked about women in the White House and responded, letting everybody know America is just not ready.
As we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do.
Very valid.
You ain't lying.
She ain't lying in that point.
You think about it being 2025 and we see women in certain positions, people of different sexual orientations, all these things. And when people see it, it's like, wow, it's just now happening and it's 2025. That's because we got a lot growing up.
Not in America.
You ain't lying, bro.
Look, I've seen people vote against their own interests. Mm-hmm. Something that would benefit them just because Kamala Harris said it would benefit them. Mm-hmm. And they will vote against it just because she's a woman.
Facts.
That is stupidity at its highest.
Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of people saying, he ain't lying.
It don't make no sense at all.
Dumb. Why? What is the point? She can't lead? She's been leading California for years.
And people always, I feel like as a child, I always heard of people make remarks against women in those positions saying, oh, well, women are too emotional. Do you not see what's...
Are we serious?
It's so gross. That's so stupid.
Yeah, one of the most... Yeah, I guess stupid is the best way to put it. Remarks you could ever make.
I'm going to withhold my comments because y'all see... I don't even have to say nothing. Y'all know what's going on.
Shut up! That is so stupid!
A couple minor headlines. Well, kind of major. Shout out to Cardi B and Stefan Diggs for welcoming home baby boy. Another headline. An NBA spokesperson confirmed to ESPN that the league has hired an independent law firm to investigate the illegal gambling allegations outlined in a federal indictment. So, hopefully ain't nobody gonna get caught up.
Damn.
Who is caught up a little bit is Ray J. He's firing back at Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner in a new lawsuit after the mother-daughter duo has sued him for defamation. So,
come on now.
Lots of paperwork being filed.
Come on, man.
I wish I was a lawyer, boy. They stay getting paid.
They making bank.
$5, Buster.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those resourceful, secretive, and fearless Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper Sada Baby. A happy birthday to actor and martial artist. Happy B-Day to David Ramsey. A major happy birthday to one of the members of New Edition and Belle Biv DeVoe. Happy birthday to Ronnie DeVoe. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to actor, model, singer, songwriter, TV personality, and author. Happy birthday to RuPaul.
Okay, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins at KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Krushida White, Kevin Rowe, and Sierra Erwin. Sending birthday love to Joshua Tyler Murphy, Lakeisha Danae, and Kamisha Witherspoon. Happy birthday, Rear Taylor, Andre Roberson, and Tierra Walker. Plus, sending birthday love to Michael Searcy and Rashonda Porter, plus everybody else born on November 17th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Morning, it's JR.
What's up, JR? What you doing?
I can't tell y'all.
Oh, my God.
Must be in one of those stores that Mary Lucas finna shut down, D.
Yikes.
Yeah, y'all got me sneaking.
Lord have mercy.
Right, I'm like, you whispering. I got to turn up my sound. All right, cousin, we got a $30 Kansas Lotto instant ticket on the line. That ticket could give you the chance to win up to $100,000. But in order to even secure that $30 Kansas Lotto ticket, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Let's go.
Can't get enough.
thinking of you, always thinking of you. So sweet, I can't forget. So good, girl, you make me sweat. But I'm talking about
peaches and cream. I need it because you know that I'm a fan.
That's right.
Getting busy in a magazine. Ooh,
even better when it's with cream. Ice cream. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
Yeah! All right, Cousin JR, you getting that hook up.
All right, I appreciate it.
Our people in the work, they asking, what the hell's going on in that closet over there?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're going to be asking.
You get that $30 Kansas Lotto Instant Ticket, and your name is now qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Cousin, if you get that $1,000 and that $100,000, what would you spend it on?
I may put it up, to be honest with you. You know, you don't know what's going to happen with the government.
All right, JR, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.